Israeli police recently arrested a Jewish activist on suspicion of planning to perform a Passover sacrifice on Jerusalem's Temple Mount. According to Israel 365 News, Raphael Morris, who heads the Return to the Mount movement, was detained to prevent that from occurring. But Bible prophecy is clear that soon animal sacrifices will begin on Temple Mount and with the support of both Jew and Arab. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Nordstrom, and welcome to the program today. What are we to make of these recent events, especially on the most hotly contested real estate in the world, the sacred Temple Mount? Last year, Jerusalem's chief rabbi determined the sacrifice is incumbent upon the Jewish people, even in current times, even in the absence of a temple or a red heifer to purify Israel. Well, the sacred sacrifice is clearly spoken of in Bible prophecy, but does that occasion in any way mark any sign that will give a clear timing indicator of the Lord's return? As you know, the theme of these podcasts over the past several years has focused almost entirely on the events that must precede the Lord's return, the critical must events. In short, the Bible shows clearly Jesus cannot and he will not return until the world will see a string of prophetic fulfillments that Scripture shows must first occur. However, there is one interpretive key that is above all the others. As our friend Reggie Kelly points out, this critical key of interpretation is found in the most unexpected place. The sign of the sacrifice, the very sign some in the rabbinic community are trying to hurry along. Truly, this sign will prove to be so indisputable. It'll provide a defense against prophetic speculation and great deception. As Jesus tells us in Mark 13:23, "But take heed." Pay attention, he's saying. Take heed and pay attention. See, I've told you all things beforehand. God's mysteries are not meant to last forever. They're being strategically revealed the closer we get to his return. But perhaps most importantly here is the sign of the sacrifice. That's going to lead to the prophetic equipping of the church for the final task of witness to Israel and the nations. While Jesus gives us one sign in particular that marks the beginning of the Great Tribulation in Matthew 24:15, we've read this so many times together. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, let the reader understand. See, by deliberately sending his disciples to read and understand Daniel, Jesus knew they would discover an event that must precede the abomination, the sign Kelly calls the sign before the sign. Listen to this carefully. If we go to Daniel, as the Lord directs, we'll see the abomination of desolation is mentioned four times. And in every one of those four occurrences, we'll find, without any exception, the abomination immediately occurs with the halting of the daily sacrifice, the animal sacrifice on Temple Mount. So we must say that for a daily sacrifice to be taken away when the Antichrist enters the temple of God and sets himself up to be God, a daily sacrifice must have already begun, a time prior to the abomination. And we know from Scripture the abomination occurs 3.5 years before the resurrection of the righteous, the rapture, and the salvation of all Israel. Yes, the coming of Jesus. So how can we miss that? How can we not see what I spoke of earlier regarding the serious efforts of the Jewish rabbinic community to resume the sacrifice? A clear sign it will soon begin, only to be shortly brought to a sudden halt under the control of the Antichrist. 3.5 years before the return of the Lord. Are you still with me here? Let me run that by you again. Within the first months of the final 7 years, unprecedented peace agreement will be offered by a man, a rather insignificant man at the time, who will offer the Jewish nation a 7-year respite, a peace, accompanied by access to Temple Mount and the beginning of animal sacrifices. Now, that peace and safety is spoken of clearly in the Bible. Let me give you a few locations. Daniel 8:11. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away. You see, you just can't separate the abomination of desolation from the removal of the daily sacrifice. If such a separation is impossible, then God has given us an unmistakable sign that the tribulation is just ahead, a timing indicator, a major timing indicator. Let's read Daniel 9:27. Then he, that's the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years. But in the middle of that week, 3.5 years in, he's going to bring an end to the sacrifice and offering. Now let me give you one more verse here. Daniel 11:31. And forces shall be mustered by him, that's the Antichrist, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, the temple. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Are you beginning to see how important it is this unprecedented peace and safety actually take place in the first few months of the first 3.5 years of the birth pains we've talked so often about, leading to the abomination, the removal of the daily sacrifice, and the beginning of the Great Tribulation, that final 3.5 years, 42 months, 1,260 days before the Lord's return. I believe that Bible evidence should lend great significance to rabbis, the Israeli government, and some in the church who are very aware the animal sacrifices will once again begin. Though Israel and the church will have a much different view of the outcome, it'll be the body of Christ that God uses to bring Israel and the nations to understand what the Bible says will be the final outcome. You know, to Daniel's first readers, it must have been abundantly clear the abomination of desolation and the removal of the daily sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem are impossible to separate. And if that's so, God has given us, that's you and me, an unmistakable sign that will alert us of the approaching great and final tribulation. So let's sum this up a little bit. When you see the reinstitution of the ancient animal sacrifice on Temple Mount, you know, the very topic we've been considering in these days, an event brought about rather suddenly by a man who many believe will come out of the Arab world, when we see that, we can be certain this same man who will have undergone a dramatic spiritual transition will in a matter of months commit an abomination seen worldwide that will end those sacrifices as fast as they began. And at the completion of the next 3.5 years, the Son of God will return for his elect. My, the grace of God in the revelation of his mysteries. Let's pray. Father, the days in which we're living are extraordinary, to say the least, riddled with increasing tensions and the breaking down of your moral and spiritual absolutes among all of humanity. But in the face of all that's to come, Father, you, my Lord, extend your grace in abundance that we, your assembly of believers, the church, will not be left in the dark about what's to come, that prophecy will be fulfilled. We will overcome. We'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb, Father, and the word of our testimony, not even loving our lives unto death. Lord God, great and mighty are your works. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not worship you and glorify your holy name? Father, we thank you that your return will be for a bride that will be found without spot or wrinkle. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. These are the days, beloved. So, Maranatha, I'm Bill Nordstrom.